This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind. And it's hard not to have the situation that happened last week, the tragic death of 17 individuals at the hand of a very disturbed young man, an individual that was, by all accounts, by classmates by others, even an FBI tip, a dangerous individual. And he caused death and destruction. Many people in the anti-NRA community want to blame the object that he used. They want to blame the gun. And they do all the time. We know why this happened. I think this audience knows why this happens. And when someone is motivated by evil to do harm with a cold heart, they're going to find a way to do harm. Okay? They are. We've figured that out. So we today have moved beyond the why to the what do you do about it? What would be the one thing we could do? And quite honestly, the discussion here has been fabulous. A lot of really, really neat ideas. So appreciate it very much. Keep them coming. And I'm just going to go right back to the phones here and get cranking. Some of the snarky gun grabbing NRA is to blame for everything crowd. They're heating up on by text, but I'll save you the entertainment. We'll go to the calls and get to the text as we can. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. If you'd like to text us, you can text me at 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503. John Munson is the proprietor of many gun shops. He owns a bunch of them, including one in North Dakota called Bill's Gun Shop. They started down in Twin Cities, very popular in the Twin Cities metro. I asked him to come on and talk a little bit about this hysteria over the AR-15 in use, so he's going to do that at the bottom of the hour, okay? And then we have Steve Moore joining us. Steve Moore, of course, from the Heritage Foundation, Wall Street Journal, great economist, helped President Trump craft his economic policy during the campaign, and that largely led to him adopting what was adopted for the tax plan, the tax reform bill. He's in Fargo today, speaks at the Delta Suites by Marriott at 12 noon today, and that is sponsored by the Chamber of Fargo, Moorhead West Fargo. Looking forward to that. So come on by. There's still tickets available for that, I understand, and get those at the door. All right, let's get to the phones. Pat in the oil field, also known as the Bakken. Pat, what's on your mind?
Yes, the FBI probably wouldn't have been able to stop that guy from possibly getting into the school, and we have to stop him from getting into the school. And why can't they put like a security fence around it with metal detectors out there with, and then put a bulletproof area there for a security guard to monitor everybody that comes in with a backpack or whatever to screen that backpack.
I know what you just described is how we protect a lot of different facilities. Right? There's checkpoints at the Happy Hooligans and the 119th in Fargo. The same thing at the Grand Forks and Minot Air Force bases. Same thing with the Guard Bureau in Bismarck, the barracks in Bismarck and Mandan. So I mean, come on. This is not hard to figure out, and we're protecting children. We're protecting arguably the most precious resource, no doubt about it. And so I think those are good suggestions. I don't know why we have not gone there yet, because every time one of these happens, then we think about ways to make it better, and so far it's not helping.
Yeah, because every time it happens, they blame the NRA and not the person that did it. Or I thought Congress mentioned something like that back in the Clinton administration when there was a mass shooting at a school. Didn't they?
Yeah.
And Congress just said, no, we can't do that.
Well, assault rifles were banned for a time during the Clinton era, and then ultimately undone, I believe, by the Republican Congress that came in with Newt Gingrich 104th. But, you know, what I don't get is that, you know, first of all, if you have a sincere belief that you believe that, you know, more gun laws would make the difference, that's fine. But I just really wish those people would step back and say, okay, if I got everything I want in the way of gun legislation, is it still possible that people could get access to a gun, a weapon of any kind, and go in and harm people? Of course it is. You're not going to stop that in a free society like the United States of America. So why don't we work on something that actually can make a difference? And your idea does that, Pat. So good job. Tom, West Fargo, tell me your solution.
Well, I don't have a solution, but I'll tell you, Pat's got a really good idea. That is a really good idea that would stop the idea, or stop my next concern is what happens when, let's say, another individual goes in instead of a gun, goes in with a 3 or 4 foot sword. How many people can you kill with that? And the same thing, you go to swinging, that guy, that kid, pulled the fire alarm. So he got everybody coming out, so he had mass targets. Well, you could kill a lot of people, just like that guy did in St. Cloud.
And I disagree with something Pat said, that is that the FBI wouldn't have been able to do anything to stop him anyway. I think if the FBI had responded to that tip line, you know, you go interview him, you quickly understand, hey, he's got a problem, you do a check to see what he has for guns, or, you know, you watch, you got all kinds of ways to prevent him from doing it. But I think one of the things we have to be clear about with the Stoneman Douglas school here, this Parkland, Florida school, there was a lot of people that blew it. I mean, the FBI blew it. And, you know, the students that were speaking up, not listened to, that blows it, right? So, sometimes you just blow it. And you say, boy, oh boy, we got to be better about the tip line. We got to be better about if we see something, say something. We got to get better. They're leaping to the idea that somehow, never mind all those other mistakes, the fact that the gun is legal, and mind you, the gun would not be legal for him to possess or buy if he had had a mental evaluation, which clearly he should have if somebody would have paid attention to how off the rails he was, you know.
That is
so.
Yes.
All kinds of ball drops here. Let's fix those.
Also, and we also assume that the FBI is on our side. We have, I would say, a lot of people in our government working against us. So if the ball was dropped on purpose, I'm not saying it was, but if it was, there's just more fuel for the fire.
Good comments. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that very much. How about LaVon and Dickinson? What's the fix here?
Yes. I had read about a teacher. She was named Teacher of the Year for 2017-28 at a school in Florida. And she said, where is the respect that people should have? She's blaming parents. She's blaming Hollywood. She's blaming the media. She says, I've taught school for 20 years. She says, if I call a parent to talk to him about a disruptive child, they blame me. She said, they call me names. You're picking on my child. When are we going to start taking and having responsible parenthood? That's where it all starts, with the parents.
No doubt about it. The breakdown of the family is a root cause here. That's added to that appearance as well. I think the idea, though, that LaVon, you and I could say that right now and then affect some kind of, you know, massive change in that regard, and then have it, you know, be to a point where we wouldn't have to worry about kids as well because we just trust parents are watching them, is not something that's going to happen quick, but it's a longer-term solution. I'm totally with you. John, West Fargo, your take.
Yeah, this started a long time ago. A guy that was just on the air talking about that 1903 Constitution with guns. It started in 1920, the next one. It's a 100-year plan. You can't take the U.S. from within. They're so militarily strong. You have to institutionalize the academia, police, the president. They're talking about the president. He's got everybody under him. This FBI Lasky, who can't identify a no time stamp, he's got the name right there. of a shooter, would that be a red flag also? What better than an ultimate crisis to terrorize the kids after a shooting back in the 60s that put up gun-free zone signs? Now, if you could disarm the American citizen with their rifles, you have a good thing going, just like Maduro did under Obama and got him into Venezuela. Rounded it up, shut down the crisis station. The government took everything. Look what's going on down there now. These kids are going to grow up, not even old enough right now to buy a gun. They're going to run for office, and their parents are going to be ushering them right in. I think the staff and teachers, when that guy come in, he got his planes flying over, take the snap every 3 seconds. They identify shooters, where they go, and everything. I think the camera could have identified this guy coming in with a rifle. The superintendent, Ty Thompson, the second fire alarm of the day. Well, they're trained for that to see if they're, you know, because that's close to students out.
Good stuff, John. All food for thought that we appreciate you sharing. Thank you very much. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The 2017 models must go at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here. Vince, tell us about the great deals you have going on right now.
Yeah, we're really trying to move all of our inventory, 2017 inventory, so we're throwing in great financing options like 60 months, no interest financing. Also, some cash discounts on all in-stock Hot Spring Spas, so you can take advantage of some great savings there for Every Day Made Better.
What does that mean, Every Day Made Better?
Every Day Made Better means every time you sit in a hot tub, you're better. You're better physically below the water. You're better mentally above the water, and you're better relationally and emotionally beyond the water. And what hot water does for the body, it's magic. Every day made better through a hot spring hot tub.
These deals are on right now. 60 months, no interest financing, cash discounts too, and use the promo code ACE with your Hot Spring Spa staff member and get an additional savings up to $1,900. So hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake too. Promo code ACE.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming February 2018 auctions include 300 acres of irrigated land in Ottertail County near Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Polk County near Climax, Minnesota, 480 acres of crop and pasture land in Mercer County near Hazen and Stanton, North Dakota, 1,200 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Adams County near Regent, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, online at secureenergyfuture.org. This is What's on Your Mind. Clean, beautiful coal, ladies and gentlemen. It's wonderful, affordable energy. It's cold out there right now. We need reliable energy, and you've got it. But you know what? You need to let folks know you back clean coal. You're part of this lignite industry that's providing clean, reliable, affordable energy for North Dakota, for Minnesota, businesses and families. So do that at secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. Another story we didn't have a chance to get to today, but I just want to play one soundbite before I go back to the calls. Fox and Friends did a pretty good job this morning of chronicling kind of what's going on in this Russia situation, because it is really amazing. And we forget some of the things that Obama said, you know, trying to dismiss the idea that Russians couldn't collude in any election, when we now know from Robert Mueller's investigation that started in the Obama years. How inconvenient for these Obama folks and all these Hillary lovers that wanted to blame President Bush for colluding with Russia to somehow say he was influencing the election, which is not happening. It is rather unfortunate, and it's also unfortunate for them that we remember. Listen to this.
Well, the President of the United States wanted to know about, hey, why is everybody talking about me colluding? It was the former president who knew all about it before the election and beyond. He tweeted this.
He said Obama was president up to and beyond the 2016 election. So why didn't he do something about Russian meddling?
That's a fair question.
Yeah, in fact, if you think about it, for 8 years, the one thing that can characterize the Obama of 8 years is we're going to reset things with Russia. Remember, the first thing he did is pull those the defensive SID missile system out of Eastern Europe. The second thing he did was send Secretary of State Hillary Clinton there with a reset button. And then, of course, him leaning over to Medvedev and saying, you know, after this election, we're going to be able to really, I'll be free to do a lot more things. And then when all this stuff came up with James Clapper in charge and John Brennan running the CIA, what news did they make in pushing back on Russia? Almost none.
Well, even Adam Schiff was saying, why didn't President Obama do something about this? He's the leading Democrat on the House Intel Committee.
That's right. So we're about to play for you a soundbite just about 3 weeks before the election of President Obama, who knew at the time the Russians were trying to rig our elections. And why did we know now that he knew? Because a month earlier, he said he had told Putin, knock it off. And he believed that Putin did. At least that's what he told the press.
Listen to this very unfortunate comment from Barack Obama. We remember.
There is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections. There's no evidence that that has happened in the past, or that there are instances in which that will happen this time. And so I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
Isn't that something? Under his watch is where their attempts at influencing election were happening. Under his watch, if anybody was colluding with Russia, Hillary and company. This whole thing, I just think they had no idea that Donald J. Trump was going to win, and they thought all this would be brushed under, and now it's the subject of a huge investigation. And they all along have been saying Trump's to blame. I tell you what, folks, there was an information war like there's never been going on before, ever. It's amazing. It is amazing. So trust your gut. Trust your instincts. Do not trust the failing, unnamed sources driven mainstream media on any of this. Okay? Back to the calls. Chris and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Two things. For another FBI flub that gets overlooked quite a bit is Garland, Texas, with Charlie Hebdo, the Muhammad drawings or whatever. Unfortunately, the security guard was able to take them out right away, but the FBI was involved with that. The undercover agent was right there on the scene and tried to flee the scene afterwards. Very concerning. Secondly, with the school shootings, we need to be more forward-thinking, because you take away the guns, they're going to move to bombs. Who's to say they're not going to load a van up with diesel fuel, fertilizer, drive it into the school, blow the whole school up? It's a smithereens. Or weaponizing drones. How hard is it going to be to equip a drone with a bomb and fly through a window of a classroom? So at least, as horrendous as it is, with guns, the collateral damage is contained, because you do hear the shots. That's your warning. But with bombs and stuff like that, it's a whole other story, and you're going to have a higher casualty count. But it's got to be a multi-pronged preventative measures that are taken from many different angles, from the school system to society to the crisis at heart. I'll hang up and let you reply. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm not going to reply other than to say much of what you say I agree with, and I appreciate you calling. Mac and Grand Forks, you're next.
Hi, Scott. I just want to make a comment regarding the degradation of the family and family values. Nothing society can do is going to change that. It's all related to God and a godless society. Not totally, but that's what's led to this. Now, as far as the schools just need the heart to, it's a very simple solution. you put out a call for volunteers of retired police and military who would be more than happy to stand guard. They would be easy to be vetted because of their work history, and it wouldn't be an expensive solution, but it would be a very good solution. The people are there. They're willing to serve. They would be very easily vetted so they can be around kids and they can legally carry guns, and they would love to serve and protect in that fashion.
Great points. I hear you, and I think the ideas that can come out of a tragedy like this along those lines make the most sense. Just as you were talking, somebody sent a note saying, we defend our president with guns. We defend our congressmen with guns. We defend our governors with guns. We defend our celebrities with guns. We defend our sporting events with guns. We defend our jewelry stores with guns, our banks, office buildings, factories, and courts. We defend our children with a sign that reads, this is a gun-free zone. And then call someone with a gun if there's an emergency and hope they get there on time. What's wrong with this picture? It makes no sense whatsoever. None. It's upside down. And the idea that you're going to hope you grab a gun from a few and get it right every time. You're never going to have a bad guy get a hold of a weapon. You're crazy. Even if you succeed on the gun, they'll get something else. Anything else, Mac?
No, I just wanted to make a statement that I really enjoy your show, and I enjoy the callers because you have a phenomenal audience.
We do. Absolutely, Mac. I appreciate it. That's why I love talking to him. Dean in Golden Valley. Good, lot of common sense out there. What's on your mind?
Yes, Scott, good morning. All this talk about shootings in the schools and how to stop it, I don't know if it's been brought up, but what about the buses? I mean, somebody could come in there with a gun in a backpack and kill everyone because there is absolutely nowhere to go.
You're saying, how do you protect those?
Well, I don't know. Should the bus driver be armed, or how would you stop a situation like that? I don't think it's happened yet, but I'm sure it's bound to.
Yeah. It's a good point. And again, bus driver being protected would seem to make the most sense to me. Get a bus driver that not only has the CDL, but also has the permit to carry, protect the kids that are there.
That would be the only defense I can see, because who knows, or how are you going to know someone's coming in this bus with a weapon? Unless there's detectors on the doors, but... Well, all I know, it's an awful big problem, and how we can solve it, I don't know.
Stay on it, folks. Don't give this one up. Is the gun to blame? In this case, the actual gun used to blame? As there are many are saying, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Broadcast today brought to you in part by our friends at the Stem Cell Health Institute. Todd is losing more of that pain in his knees every day. Thanks to those good folks. Tell me more, Mr. Todd Mitchell.
I'd love to hit the button to use a microphone, though. It's kind of funny how that works here.
Nearing a slumber. Yeah, go ahead.
Not slumbering nearly as much as recording earlier. Forgot to set it back. Sorry. Stem Cell Health Institute has come to North Dakota. You don't have to go out of the country. If you're suffering from pain from knees, lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, joint pain, there are must-attend stem cell therapy educational seminars. You'll find solutions for your pain. Cutting-edge information that could really help change the way you live. Seminars in Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson, so you're not too far away from learning about regenerative medicine. I've done this. You can, too. Find out more at stemcelltherapyforpain.com. You can attend one of the seminars, 1-888-973-1560, 1-888-973-1560, or visit stemcelltherapyforpain.com.
All right, call standing by from Hatton, Cavalier, Aberdeen, South Dakota, Jamestown, North Dakota, and Henning. And we have talked about every corner of the Northern Plains this morning on What's on Your Mind about the what. We know the why. Evil exists. All right, that's the why. What do you do about it? What's the best solutions? The overwhelming thing I'm hearing from everybody in our audience is get the facts and get involved, because, folks, they are coming for the NRA, they are coming for the Second Amendment, and they are going to use this incident for political gain to get more laws on the books that will not make anyone safer. That's what you need to know. John Munson is the proprietor of Bill's Gun Shop. They have a number of locations in Minnesota, North Dakota now as well. And I would call him and talk a little bit about some of the hysteria over the AR-15 weapon that was used by the shooter in this Parkland case. And there's also reports that he legally bought an AK-47 rifle and as many as, five other guns. I guess 7 long guns in total that he was legally purchasing. John, thanks for joining us.
Morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. First of all, we know a lot about this individual now that leads us to believe maybe he shouldn't have been owning guns, but that unfortunately was lost on the FBI, who lost the tip that came in, or the students themselves, or whatever. But let's just talk about law-abiding citizens for right now. Is there any reason that anybody shouldn't be able to purchase the guns that he purchased, or the gun that he used?
Look, the federal firearms licensed dealer that sold him the guns did exactly what our government has asked him to do. They had him fill out the paperwork. They called the FBI NICS system with a background check, and the federal government said this individual can own a firearm. I'm not sure what else we want to do to restrict people when they're following the law. Now, the laws that they're suggesting we add in with deeper background checks, or maybe these federal agencies sharing information, I think those warrant a conversation. But I think if you look at the law enforcement agencies that were involved in this alone, between local and federal, there is no communication sharing going on. So there's definitely room for a conversation. But restricting firearms to everyday, you know, I just don't see it happening. I don't see it adding any value.
The vast majority of this audience certainly agrees with you, but every once in a while something like this comes in. I want to get your take on it. You gun nuts, this is a listener that's sending a text, you gun nuts hijacked the Second Amendment. You did it with just one vote on the Supreme Court, Antonin Scalia. The Second Amendment has nothing whatsoever to do with gun ownership. In the 18th century, bearing arms meant going to war. It did not mean ownership. And you say?
Well, unfortunately for that individual, the Supreme Court has actually made a legal ruling and disagrees with them. So I guess they can disagree and not like it, but that's what our highest command of law has said. So they've got a different interpretation, but our court systems have already made that ruling. So it's really not an open debate.
Every time one of these things happens, some people say, why do you need to own a gun like that? Why do you, why does anybody need an AR-15, which some people call an assault rifle? Is an AR-15 an assault rifle, first of all?
AR-15 stands for Armalite Rifle. It is not an assault rifle. The government has given that cliche to that. That is not what the AR-15 terminology is.
And, there is no such thing as an assault rifle. Isn't that kind of a media name?
It's a media name. There is no physical gun named by a manufacturer called an assault rifle. They've created this class of firearms that mirror military-style looking firearms or acting firearms and put them into this assault rifle category. The firearms industry has better changed that and said they're modern-day sporting rifles because we're using them for sports and competition shooting and fun shooting and hunting. And so we tried to reclassify that with less of an ugly, cliché-ish name.
Does this feel different to you, John? You've been in the middle of these debates for years as the owner of a gun shop and in this arena. Does this feel like, very, very early after this, there were students organizing. There's a CNN town hall tomorrow with the students. They're marching on Washington, D.C. They're on television being coached by professionals how to act. Does this feel different to you in the way of opposition?
It doesn't, and like you said, they're being coached by professionals. So this is simply one side of the field taking the political opportunity based on a tragedy to push their agenda. I think if you talk to, or if you look now, what you're seeing is more of the people in the middle of the road are saying, you know what, let's have an intelligent conversation about mental health and background and how society thinks as just as people versus the way they did 30 years ago. The problem is none of the laws that they have suggested or that they're trying right now to implement would have changed any of the results of any of the things that have happened. So we have to be smart. We have to have intelligent conversations and actually look at, instead of just trying to get that emotional reaction and get that political advantage, we have to look and see, is there something that makes sense that we could do differently?
Another texter says, why aren't there safety standards for schools similar to ADA or National Fire Protection Codes? We have codes and laws to ensure restroom area accessibility to all. There are sprinklers to provide fire protection. Why doesn't everyone look at this from a pure safety protection standpoint? That takes the emotion of the gun control debate out of the conversation. Most schools up until a few years ago were very easily accessed from the outside. Why don't we make these buildings as tough to access as, say, a high-rise or an apartment building in Minneapolis, Chicago, or New York? They only have very limited access points. Someone's at a security desk protecting the entrance. I know our local school added secure entry points and doorbells, but once you're in the school, access isn't limited anywhere. I'm not suggesting schools need to be built like prisons. Quite the opposite. Protect them from the outside, limit access to all, but common areas in the school when open extracurricular activities. What do you think of that idea, John?
Well, actually, it's a brilliant idea, and we've been talking about it, and we're not pushing that agenda. But if you think about it, I'm getting to be a little bit older. You know, I'm 50. When I was a kid in high school, we didn't have school liaison officers. We didn't have police officers that were assigned from our city to visit our schools to keep track of things. Now, like in my son's high school, they had a school liaison officer. They had a police officer that was in the high school every day. So we've already seen a shift in tide over the last 20 or 30 years. We just need to continue that shift and accept it more that we have to be more responsible. It's just that old generation not giving up. We just got to give in. We got to do what's right.
Yeah, it really is, and it seems like we simply just need to do more. We need to do very simple, basic things that for some reason we've not gotten to that point. And do you also agree that people, who do see this the way you do, that do understand this isn't a problem with a gun, this is a problem with an individual who, if they don't get a gun as he did legally, lawfully that day, then he'd find another way to harm some people if you're that twisted. Any of us that think like that, is it time to mobilize? Is it time to speak up?
You know, that's a tough one, because what I've been trying to enforce to my customers and base of people, and we've got a large contingency of people that are gun people that I associate with, right, in my five stores. I'm trying to teach these people to be tolerant about the conversation and have intellectual arguments and or conversations with people instead of just saying, go NRA, guns only. It's like having an intelligent conversation with people. Show the government that actually two different sides can actually talk and make some progress. So I'm a little torn on that one, because on one side I feel like we got to get together as a group and stand up and scream and shout. But I'm trying to teach tolerance to my people, saying, let's have intelligent conversations instead of just screaming and shouting.
Well,
so I'm on the fence on that one.
I think people just need to engage. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I'm with you. I think it can be an intelligent conversation and get into this. But engage. Just get in this. And so you really, somebody starts saying, no, well, we need to ban the gun. Well, why? What, and talk through this a little bit. I completely agree. Makes a lot of sense. Let's see what a few callers have to say in the way of, you got an expert here in John Munson from Bill's Gun Shop. So we'll fire away any questions today on the program. Brandon in Aberdeen, South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I really think that one of the biggest lies here is that this is some kind of a national debate. This can and should be fixed almost entirely at the state and local level. You have in South Dakota here, they just passed a law. It's believed to be the first of its kind in the United States, allowing each school district, under the control of the local school board and stuff, to establish their own security policies to include arming staff. The only provisions, that I'm really aware of that the state put on it was that any firearms that they allow in the schools will be registered to the school district, so that I guess they'll stay there and stuff. And
well, good for South Dakota, Brandon. I hadn't heard about that. I'm glad. I know that there has been some discussion of that in North Dakota as well. I would imagine, John, since this debate comes up and flares every time there's a school shooting, understandably, but you have to start all over again. You'd agree with that? I mean, does it make sense to have guards in schools? Does it make sense to have concealed carry permit, holders that are, law-abiding citizens be allowed to carry their guns into the schools and protect those schools?
I absolutely believe that makes sense, and I think the caller's got it right. I think the state and local authorities are going to have to take measures into their own hand and protect their own communities.
Protect these schools. Brandon, thank you very much. John, anything else you want to share with us? Anything else you want to give us in the way of info to have those intelligent conversations you're suggesting?
For me, honestly, it's just about tolerance and talking to people. Have an open and honest conversation. Listen to the other argument. Come up with good, clean arguments on your own instead of just trying to win a fight. Let's have a conversation and see if we can't actually make a difference instead of just making people feel warm and fuzzy.
Do we need any new laws?
I think we should look at what we have, and we should determine if there's something we can change or tweak that will actually make a difference. I'll support anything that you can prove to me that will actually have an impact. But just arbitrarily throwing out new laws, absolutely not.
Yeah, and extended background checks, maybe a little better at that, makes some sense, too. John, thanks for the time. John Munson, Bill's Gun Shop. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Listen to this text. Interesting. Until we have a system where everybody is doesn't feel alone, where everyone is part of a team that meets on a regular basis, whether it be a Bible study, a poetry group, a chess club, a swim team, we are accountable for one another. We continue to have broken people that lose all meaning and care for life. What I'm saying is the only thing that needs to change is the way we unite to put our love for one another over our infatuation with stuff and our own successes or political agendas. This is simply why America is infected with this problem more than any other country on the planet. We're the most selfish with our personal time. The only thing I'd say, first of all, I think that's overall great advice, right? I mean, to care for others and to have a heart for others that may be hurting and reach out. And, you know, they say a smile can make a difference, right? And I try and do my best if I see somebody looks to be really stressed to throw them a smile and how you doing or whatever. But I think in the case of this individual, you had the parents of this friend that took him in after losing his adoptive mother and father, and had died recently, that there's some examples of there was, you know, some kind of a protective network around him, but that he was living a double life. So certainly a little hard to detect. I don't know. You're never going to catch it all. Certainly there were enough warning signs that school classmates were saying, hey, what's happening here? And we're worried. But to your extent that somehow his heart went cold, whether that was losing his parents and then losing his adoptive parents, you're right. You're absolutely right. Something could have maybe grabbed him at some point. And in a school of 3,300, that's darn tough to find, I'll tell you. Darn tough to find. I'm not big on schools of 3,300 in size. Our kids don't attend them. And didn't. Well, I shouldn't say that. Now two are attending, ones, but they're college. I'm talking about their younger formative years rather. Since police departments and schools are government departments, combine the buildings. Interesting idea. Any smart gun tech with a chip or transmitter can be hacked or disabled at someone else's discretion. That's a good point. Another said, there's no easy solution to this issue. We are experiencing cultural decay in our society, and social media has devalued human life. I'm a strong Second Amendment guy. I've owned an AR-15 since the 70s. I'm not one to blame the rifle. Many of these assailants acquired their weapons through friends, thus bypassing the background checks, or through family members. When I was young, I worked over two decades in law enforcement during the 70s into the early 90s. I've investigated homicides. Rarely were any guns used in the crimes purchased illegally. I've had to investigate a gun's history following crimes, and one of the issues I've always had are individuals selling their guns privately to other individuals. Many sellers don't care who's buying the gun from them as long as the cash is in front of their face. I wish we could start requiring even private sales to be required to have background checks. We need to do better on how some guns are sold to individuals who should not have a gun. So back to John's suggestion of a reasonable conversation with folks. There's one example. You're changing laws, and you're assuming everybody's going to follow those laws. I heard today on What's on Your Mind somebody that worked in law enforcement for two decades who'd investigated many times the history of a gun following crimes. Very rarely did anyone buy the gun legally. Hello? Anyone out there? Mike and Hatton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Your take.
Hey, Scott. Hi. I'm a 20-year veteran of the military, and I was a qualified expert handgun and rifle. I have a concealed carry permit, and I'm an educator in our schools. And I think gun-free zones are just killing zones. You know, a sign or a law will not stop a mentally ill individual. And every time I see a gun-free zone, I just think my right to defend myself is being infringed upon. Now, they say it's a cultural problem. The society's been denigrated. I agree. But we need a fix now. We can't wait to try to fix society. It has to take years. We have to protect our children. So I don't see a problem with having armed individuals in the schools because that's where they're going. They're gun-free zones. They take their guns in there. They think they got a free run to place, and they do. We need to stop them at the scene of the crime, not try to pass laws or restrict gun ownership of honest, law-abiding citizens.
You're so right. You're so 100% right. Makes no sense whatsoever.
As an educator, it would take the life out of me if I thought I had to take out one of my own students. But the alternative is dozens of people killed. I mean, I was in the military. You're trained to respond to situations. You know, you would just have to respond. I wouldn't have to think about all that until after the fact. But I tell you what, I would much rather use my gun and protect life and protect myself than to allow somebody to run amok in a school and kill all of my students.
Let me add to your comment here, Mike. Let me add to your comment here, Mike. A texter says, hearing this discussion about the last school shooting, what can be done? I'm a hunter and a veteran. I'm familiar with both types of weapons. I've entered into many discussions with younger people who seem to always blame the gun and not the shooter. This is a lack of knowledge on the part of the younger people as to what a firearm is. We have a smaller number of people hunting. We're told that by the state DNR, so fewer have firsthand knowledge. Secondly, when I show people a picture of a .223 rifle with a traditional wooden stock and form with a picture of an AR rifle, it's the AR they want banned. When I explain mechanically they're the same thing, they're always silent with no response. They want a ban, a look, or a style. It's the same thing when you explain what Mike just did. Why does it make sense to have a gun-free zone? That's a killing zone all of a sudden. Have these conversations here and elsewhere, folks. It's that important because they're trying to use this to get to something that will do no good. Mike, thanks for your call. Sorry we didn't get to all the calls, emails, texts. Wow, what a day. God bless you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybean and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law, the checkoff cannot do. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.